This is side two of the Sunday Morning Hangover with your host, the Reverend Mark Time. I've got an interview with a band coming up. They're called the Happy Clams. You want to hear what they sound like? Here's one of their tracks from the new Happy Clams CD called I'm All Steamed Up, Baby. With Second Cousin, a Roy Loney song from the Happy Clams CD, All Steamed Up. Hey, Happy Clams, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes, we are.
How about that?
All right. We got the Happy Clams from Berkeley, California on the phone here. And the membership of the Happy Clams, the lineup, Paul Pott, vocals, guitar, piano, and Gail Warning on bass, and Robert Lee. Did I get that right?
You did.
All right. Robert Lee on drums.
Did you get your name on him?
Oh, yeah.
Gail Warning is not on the CD, unfortunately. I was Gail Todd, excuse me. You're not Gail Warning. She used to be on a radio station with me, KALX in Berkeley. So let's talk to you, Paul. You're not Pope Paul Pot anymore.
Yeah, it's a little, it's a mouthful.
it's too much onomatopoeia.
Yeah. And alliteration, yeah.
You know, let me just brief people a little bit. You've been playing music since I've known you, since like, the early 70s, and this is really your first official CD.
Yeah, that's right. So we did have a EP release in 81.
Right, which was Mama, I Am Calling, Plastic TV Lee on Acid, which
yeah.
is now a collector's item. You can see the cover of that on the Berkeley Punks group on Facebook. So
if it's a collector's item, I'm wealthy.
Yeah, all you musicians are wealthy. We are on the phone with the Happy Clams. Let's start with you, Paul. You're the dictator of the band?
Well, the king.
Yes, big cheese.
Big cheese.
Yeah, because you, Gail, you've also been in and out of Paul's band like 20 times over the last few years.
Since 1985, so I'd say 24 years. We've been collaborating on various projects. Thank God I got back in the Happy Clams. I was in it, and then I quit for some idiotic reason. And then the bass player that replaced me quit, and so I got a call from Paul out of the blue and jumped back in.
I didn't think she'd take it.
Oh, yeah, I jumped at it.
Yeah, Gail used to be in a couple of bands that I was in, notably Jack and Jill and Gail and the Fudge Packers out of Berkeley, California.
Yeah.
And so, Paul, tell me a little bit about the Happy Clams CD, how it came about.
Oh, man. Well, let's see, after all this playing and, you know, not having a release, but it was about time to do one, and this guy Harlan, the producer, got us together in 5 years ago and said, let's do a CD, and boy, it sure took a lot longer than anyone anticipated. We had a bet with another drummer that the CD would be finished before his house was built, and apparently we lost. So, we owe him dinner at Eli's, which is closed, so we don't have a problem with that.
Let's mention the title again, I'm All Steamed Up Baby, an appropriate title for the Happy Clams. And you can get this CD where? Don't mention price.
Okay, don't mention price. For $1 million. No, sorry. It's available right now at both Amoebas in the Bay Area and a record store called Force of Habit. But online you can get it from CD Baby, and if you go to our website, you can link through to CD Baby and purchase it there.
All right. Let's go over to Rawbird a little bit. Which bands were you in?
Well, I actually was playing with another bass player in a band called Euthanize. And when that band broke up, that bass player introduced me to Paul. And we ended up forming a band called Poor Impulse Control. And that was like 95, I think.
Wow.
And then when he left, we enlisted Gail, because I wanted to keep playing with Paul. We enlisted Gail and ended up forming the Happy Clams.
Yeah, I like your drum style, and you do play banjo. I found the track, but I forgot which one it was.
It's on The Last Days of My Favorite Shirt.
Yeah.
Right, right. The opening track from... There's also a real nice duet with this Camille Anderson, which I'd like to play, but I only have time for one more track. But who is this Camille Anderson that you do Table for One with, Paul?
Camille is... a good friend of mine, and she was in a band called Pickin' Tricks. And when we weren't playing out as the Clams, I did a lot of open mics, and I met Camille at an open mic, and her band was this duet, and they were awesome. In fact, the second half of this Pickin' Tricks band will be opening for us at our CD release party. Her name is Xenia, and this sort of Eastern European name, which I can never pronounce properly. And me and Camille, we've done a couple of duets. It's just been absolutely wonderful to sing with somebody like that who has such a great voice and seems to like what I do.
Now, before we talk about your CD release party, will Gail Todd be singing that song with you on stage?
Actually, you're going to like this. We're working on having Denise Fanari, who is also on the CD release. It's there on the band. The Yard Sale is playing the CD release party. And Denise said she's going to listen to it and see if she can sing it. And
wait,
we'll
you're talking about
that
you're
with her. Gail has her own songs to sing.
Yeah, is Gail going to be singing more stuff? Gail, tell me,
yeah, those are the two songs you're singing.
I sing Don't You Mess with Cupid.
Yeah.
And I sing Great Big Kiss.
Oh, yeah, that was always one of my favorites when I lived in the Bay Area, was seeing you sing, give them a great big kiss, yeah. Let's talk about the personal lives of the band members from the Happy Clams, and we're talking about their new CD, I'm All Steamed Up, Baby. First, though, let's mention the CD release party. Where is it? When is it?
At the Starry Plow in Berkeley, and it's on Good Friday, April 10th.
Good Friday, yeah. I wish I was there for it because Yard Sale, who I featured on the show here a couple of months ago, man, that Denise and her songs, but all three gals are just so super. Okay, day jobs. Rawbird, you got a job?
I do. I'm a computer programmer.
Oh, man, somebody with a real job. See, that's the thing. you know, I'm unemployed right now, and it seems like, what am I going to have to do to get a job? I guess either I scrape up garbage or be a computer programmer. Wow. How about you, Gail? What are you doing nowadays?
I'm working at Amoeba.
Oh, really? On Telegraph Avenue in Berkeley?
Yep, in Berkeley, yes.
Are you working with Mike Montalto from,
I sure am.
From Red Meat?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. You know, this is so great to talk to you, Gail, because I haven't spoken to you in, what, 8 years or 9 or 10 years?
Yeah, something like that. I remember you from back in the day at Rather Ripped Records.
That's right. You used to come down, and you worked at that restaurant across the street or something?
I did.
Yeah, and you used to come down and, you know.
I'd ask you to play all the 45s.
Yeah, play all those punk rock 45s.
Uh-huh. That $2 for a 45?
Yeah.
I wanted to hear it first.
I mean, we had some great stuff at Rather Ripped Records, but we're going back now 30 years. And, you know, the youngsters in the audience can't. How about you, Mr. Paul Pott? What are you doing with yourself nowadays?
Well, you remember I used to work with you at a company, an employee-owned book company time ago.
Book people, yeah.
Yeah, and I was the head of the computer department there. And now I work at a small publishing house that does outdoor books, and I'm the one who says, hello. How may I help you?
You can mention the name of the company if you want.
That's what I say is, hello, Wilderness Press.
Oh,
how may I help you?
You're at Wilderness, okay.
Wilderness Press, yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see all three of you are employed. That's, you know, you're hardworking Americans, you know.
Yeah.
You'll be laid off next month, you know.
Well, our heroes, yeah, I'm sure, you know.
Let's talk about a couple of the people that appear on the CD, the Happy Clams, I'm All Steamed Up. Who is this Harlan Hollander?
Oh, God. Who wants to take that?
Go ahead, Gail.
I have to take it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I have to take it? Well, he's not listening. Harlan is, I don't know, he's been playing around a lot. He wrote a couple of songs for the Circle Jerks when he was living down in L.A.
Oh.
He's been involved with Burning Man, or at least he seems to say so. And he's got a lot of stories about the things he's done and the people that have listened to him. And but he wanted to record us and... on minimal equipment, which the CD was recorded on a network of really crappy computers at my house,
yeah.
In my kitchen, and he did an amazing job doing it,
yeah,
even though it took 5 years.
He's the producer. Captain Mike Hudson plays some great harmonica. Who's that?
Isn't he awesome?
Maybe you, Robert, can tackle that one. Who's Mike Hudson? Do you know?
He can't. Mike Hudson is an unemployed salmon fisherman. He had his own boat, and he used to fish for salmon until they closed the fishery. And on the side, he plays blues with his band, the Sea Kings. And we asked him to play some harmonica on there, and he just wailed. It was just incredible.
And we talked about Camille Anderson, Marina Jackson, and Gail McCall. Who are they? The Hate Gang.
The Hate Gang. Well, there were some pretty women that were in our living room. Robert's married to one of them.
Oh, and, congratulations.
And so we gave them credit because the Hate Gang are the ones who were singing, I hate it, on the song I Hate Everything.
Oh, that's great
stuff. The gang vocal.
We're talking with the Happy Clams down in Berkeley. What's the weather like? The weather sucks up here.
It's raining.
Yeah.
We had a party last night. We played a Tesla coil weenie roast.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you mentioned on the Facebook that...
And it didn't rain for the party. And it rained this morning. We totally lucked out. It was an outdoor party with the Happy Clams playing in the backyard. And they electrocuted a hot dog. They strapped it to a board, put electrodes on either side, and fried the sucker.
You know, it's funny. My parents used to have this machine that you plugged in, and you would take the hot dog and put it on both ends of these electrodes and electrocute your hot dogs. And so you could put six in a row and just kind of stick them on these prongs, plug it in, and it would cook the hot dogs electrically. And, they were so good.
Well, I don't know. I heard our horn player, we have a horn player occasionally. We have a couple of horn players for the Happy Clams. And Andy DiGiovanni, one of the horn players, he's in a band called the Extra Action Marching Band.
Uh-huh.
He said he had one of those things, and he said they tasted like electricity.
Whatever that tastes like. I guess if you stick your tongue into a wall socket,
yeah,
you might find out.
It's a hot dog.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just love talking to Gail. I'm sorry, Paul.
Go ahead.
Gail, what do you know about this song I'm going to play, Bud Ugly?
What do I know about it?
Yeah.
It's a song that Paul kind of worked out over the course of maybe months or a year even, playing at open mics. And the lyrics would come to him, and he'd sing them, and people would cheer. So the song just kind of grew And it's one of our hits. People love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Before we get into it, though, I want to give you one more shot to tell everybody where you could find the Happy Clams, I'm All Steamed Up, and give a website if you have one.
Oh, okay. Well, it can be found if you're in the Bay Area. You can find it at either Amoeba Store or a really cool punk rock record store called Force of Habit on 20th in the Mission, between Mission and Valencia. Or you can get it at CD Baby. And you can get to CD Baby by going to www.thehappyclams.com. And you can link through to CD Baby at that way and order it from them, and they will mail it to you.
All right, The Happy Clams, also on MySpace and Facebook. Thank you very much, all three of you, Gail, Robert, and Paul, for being on the Sunday Morning Hangover with me, the Reverend Mark Time. You know, I'm going to play Bud Ugly because it's really the most obnoxious track on the CD. So.
That's a sweet and tragic song.
Yes.
It's well, like Shakespearean.
Anyhow, thank you, Happy Clams, for being on the show.
Information. Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information.
You won't get it. By hook or by crook, we will. Who are you? The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number.
I am a free man.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang it on the shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos of memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth it all the while. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that last track. That was Glenn Campbell singing Green Day. Before that, we heard the Happy Clams, Bud Ugly, and Second Cousin from the Happy Clams CD. Interview with the Happy Clams. Thank you very much for appearing on the Sunday Morning Hangover with me, the Reverend Mark Time. You know, I forgot where I was going. I was going to go somewhere. Oh, I went to an incredible gig the other night. It was Honey Visor, local artist, and she played at New Zone. If you look on Facebook, you look around the net, you can see pictures from that gig. It will be on YouTube, and even though there was only maybe 10, 15 people there, she was astounding, and I just want to give her a big shout-out. And I want to play a track from this CD we have in the studio by Honey Visor. It's a song called Possession, but she juxtaposes it with the Bon Jovi song, Living on a Prayer.
I'll start off with a song that is not my own. It is a Danzig song that I don't know the words to. Just another heart.
time. You are near, just like me. They long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
The original version by Richard Chamberlain, you know, Dr. Kildare, of Close to You, which Burt Bacharach wrote for the Richard Chamberlain record, and that's Close to You from 1960 by Richard Chamberlain. On the phone, we have an old friend of mine named Gloria Balsam. Gloria, you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man. This is just so exciting. We've hooked up by Facebook, and regular listeners of the Sunday Morning Hangover will recognize Gloria Balsam's name because I played the crap out of your big, well, I shouldn't say hit record, but it was big on Dr. Demento called Fluffy. Here, Fluffy, if you might remember that one. Gloria, how are you?
I'm fine. It's good. It's good to be. It's good to hear that you've been playing Fluffy. Fluffy's. It's just incredible to me that Fluffy, after 30 years, is, you know, still alive and well and getting airplay. So thank you.
I mean, there's a lot more to Gloria Balsam than just Fluffy. Well, let's go back. Come on, let's set the Wayback Machine, Gloria, back in time, 35 years.
Mr. Wizard.
Help, Mr. Wizard. But anyways. I worked at a record store called Rather Ripped Records, Northside, Berkeley. You might have heard the Happy Clams interview we were talking about that. And you used to come in and buy stuff. And how did you become associated with that whole Rubinoux Psychotic Pineapple crew?
Well, I went to high school in Berkeley. I went to a small alternative school called Bay High School, which was originally of our university and then moved to Gilman. And so I actually was at the very first Rubinoux gig called the Sock Hop, which I think was in 1971.
Wow.
And so Tommy and Tommy Dunbar and John Rubin went to Bay High, as did Alex Carlin for a little while, and Henricus Holtman of Psychotic Pineapple.
Yeah, have you heard from Henricus? Do you know where he's at nowadays?
Yeah, he's still playing music here and there. I think I saw him when I went to the Rubinoux, did a show in San Francisco at the Great American Music Hall. So I saw him, I guess it was last June, and he's doing well. He has a daughter, he's married, looked great, and is, you know, still Henry.
Yeah, because I knew you had some problems back in the day. By the way, we're speaking with Gloria Balsam, who did the incredible Fluffy record, but I don't want to move up. I want to go from, so you knew the Rubinoux, and then there's those pictures on the Berkeley Punks group on Facebook of kind of a Rubinoux Psychotic Pineapple band that played Sprawl Plaza.
Well, you know, everybody was friends. We really, you know, we moved like in one tribe, you know, hanging out at the Med, going to Rather Rip Records. You know, it was just, you know, we were always, whenever we could, you know, somebody was picking up an instrument and playing. And, you know, I was very lucky because I couldn't sing a note, but, you know, I really wanted to sing. So they, you know, they just, they humored me because I was such a good performer that, and which is really my background. I come much more from a sort of performance summer camp, you know, Pete Seeger singing silly folk songs kind of background. And so, you know, I just they just love me enough and back me up, and now the rest is history.
Yeah, I saw you at the Ashkenaz once with the Psychotic Pineapple, and they went into White Rabbit, the Jefferson Airplane song, and you, Gloria Balsam, did the most astounding vocal for that. And I guess you'd been doing that for a few years. There's a clip on YouTube of actually you doing that, or am I wrong?
Well, there's a clip on YouTube from I was asked to sing as part of a new music seminar.
That's right,
yeah. New York City.
That's right. You sing Fluffy, but somewhere there's a recording that you sent me of you singing White Rabbit with the Psychotic Pineapple.
Yes, and that's actually from that was from Sproul Plaza, probably back in '78 when the Pino opened for Talking Heads.
And we're going to be playing another track that you did with the Pino, but I don't want to jump ahead. How did the great record, Fluffy, Where Are You, Where Are You, Where Are You, how did that thing come about? How did they get you to do that?
Richard Van Dorn, who was one of the engineers at Tewksbury Sound Recorders, I don't know if you remember that. That was a studio in Richmond. Dan Alexander, that was his studio. And he was the producer actually for the Motels. And he offered all of us an opportunity if we, you know, he really wanted to support independent records and independent musicians. So as long as we paid for, you know, all the, for all our own studio time, that was how the pressing of Fluffy came about. But Richard was the one who wrote the song along with Davey Sales, who was also close friends of, Dave Seabury and John Seabury. He was in part of Little Roger and the Goosebumps for many years.
Right, and Roger and the Goosebumps also featuring Dick Bright. Was he in that band also?
Yes, Dick Bright was one of the original people in Little Roger and the Goosebumps.
Right, he went on to work with, of all people, XTC on Skylarking, believe it or not. Well, so you did that record, and I remember when it came into Rather Ripped, I think I was selling records. I think 79 or 80 is when that came out.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, and I remember that coming in and putting it on, and everybody's jaws dropped, because I wish I had it here to play. I should have brought it with me. We will be playing Fluffy by Gloria Balsam, probably next week, but we're going to be playing another track by her. And tell me about the slow ride that record took you.
Well, I was really lucky because Dirk Dirksen of the Mabuhay, I was down and out in about 79. I'd lost my job, and I had been doing the early comedy shows at the Mabuhay because Dirk, many people don't realize this, but he was a comedian early in his career. And so he really supported comedy. So he gave me a job for his production company, just basically help, you know, type and things like that, which I really couldn't do. So it was really nice of him to give me a job typing, seeing I didn't know how to do that. But I could stuff envelopes well and answer the phone. But that provided me with a list of all the connections within the record industry of people who are interested in independent and offbeat kind of music. So when I pressed Fluffy, when Fluffy came out on Richmond Records, I sent it to about 250, 300 people all within the music industry. And that basically, that got me an inn in Boston, where Fluffy really took off. And also, it ended up on Dr. Demento's desk somehow, although he wasn't someone that I had sent it to. I've never found out from him how he got that, but it just started, it took off. And so then re-released by Dr. Demento.
I suggest that people after the show, YouTube, Fluffy, you'll be able to hear the record. I think they have a picture of the sleeve, and they play it, or your live version. And at that, I guess, what is that, a new music seminar?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me, how long did it take Fluffy to really kind of gather steam? A couple of years, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, Fluffy has been a wonderful act in humility, too. I remember I went to go try to buy a copy of the record when it came out with Dr. Demento, and I went to a record store, and, you know, I tried to, like, schmooze them into giving me a copy of the record, and the person, the record counter, said, you know, that's the song that we use to clean out all our parties. So I think it very soon became one of those songs you love that's just, like, so bad it's good, you know, which is really what it was supposed to be. I mean, a lot of people are like, she's not a serious singer. And it's like, no, I'm not a serious singer, although I am a very serious singer. You know, mostly I'm a performer. But the great news about Fluffy is actually it's you're out in Oregon, right?
Right. Eugene, Oregon, yep.
Well, Portland, Oregon, there's a show called Greasy Kids Stuff, and they've been playing it for a while, and it's Fluffy's going to come out on a compilation that they're a Greasy Kids Stuff compilation, which should probably come out within the next 6 months or so.
Wow, that means you're rich, right? By the way, where are you today, right now?
I'm rich in feelings, you know? I have. I'm calling you from Burlington, Vermont.
Wow.
The Green Mountains.
Is it snowing there? Is it like?
No, actually, it's a beautiful sunny day in the 50s, which is rare this time of year, but you know, it can snow in May, so you know, we're not getting our hopes up too much.
Well, you know, one of my saddest days at Rather Rip was when you came in, you were at the counter, and I remember this, and you said, well, I'm moving to New York, and I was just so sad because you were such a great fixture, and like, you know, and I missed you after you left. You went to New York, when was it, 1980?
Yeah, I went to New York in, 80-81.
And what did you do in New York?
In New York, I got involved in experimental theater in the Lower East Side and moved into that world. And that was a lot of fun. And I did that for many years until I all of a sudden realized, you know, that I just wasn't making a living. And I don't know why that stopped me, you know. Are any of us making a living now, you know?
I know. It's like I'm not making anything off of this. I'm unemployed right now. It's just, you know. But a lot of people know about this show. This is sort of a semi-popular show in the Eugene area, and it is on the net. This interview will be on ahammer.com. My friend Armin Hammer says hello. He was Gary Hobisch with The Jars. I don't know if you remember my crummy little band, The Jars.
Of course I remember The Jars. In fact, in fact, Berkeley Square was one place that you all played a lot, as I recall.
Right, right. And so into the 80s, into the 90s, we all lost touch with each other. What are you kind of doing today?
Well, today I sing in our local community choir, which is a lot of fun.
Wow.
And Vermont has a really wonderful local music scene with a lot of local composers and outdoor festivals, folk festivals, rock and roll festivals, reggae festivals, jazz fest. So it's, you know, it's a place that's very conducive to music and very just a really nice creative art scene.
Well, we are speaking with Gloria Balsam, and we're going to be playing a track that you recorded. I guess this was never released, though, right?
No, it wasn't released, but it really is one of my favorite songs. It's really a good anthem, and it's a good anthem for today as well.
Now, the original, I have at home, and I forgot the woman's name, Marcia Stedman?
Yes, yes.
Doing
yes.
Flower Children. And thank you so much, Gloria, for being on The Hangover. And don't hang up. I want to catch up with you while I play this. But we're going to be playing Gloria Balsam, also known for her great song, Fluffy. But this is a rare Gloria Balsam track called Flower Children. Thanks a lot.
Thank
Gloria.
You.
Lucy? Lucy, this is Pete Martell. Lucy, put Harry on the horn.
Sheriff, it's Pete Martell up at the mill. I'm going to transfer to the phone on the table by the red chair. The red chair against the wall. The little table with the lamp on it. The lamp that we moved from the corner. The black phone, not the brown phone.
Morning, Pete. Harry.
She's dead. Wrapped in plastic.
Est-ce pour vous que je striptease? Que voulez-vous que je vous dise? Jour après jour s'en vont, une à une est mes illusions. À chaque nuit un autre automne, ces feuillerets bien monotones. Et tout ceci pour qui, pourquoi? Est-ce pour lui, est-ce pour toi? Si c'est pour toi que je striptease, il faut pourtant que je te dise que tu es soit dit entre nous, un peu voyeur, un peu voyou. Mais ce ne sont là que chimères, de ma bouche à ma jarretière. Car personne, pas même toi, ne portera la main sur moi. Ici s'achève le striptease qui te grise et m'idéalise. Voici la chair de la poupée, ses vêtements éparpillés. Si je suis toute nue, je garde mon âme à genoux et je reste en tout point pareil, là dans le plus simple appareil.
All right, listening to the great Leroy Anderson, and thank you, Gloria Balsam, once again for calling in. Man, it's so good to catch up with people after all this time. It really is a lot of fun. We heard Nico. Oh, there's another person I want to catch up with, KWVA. Hey, this is my friend Sean Media Class from the Museum of Unfine Art. What's going on, Sean? Obviously, you're not listening, or so you know I am live on the radio right now. Hey, I'll call you back. Let me call you back. Bye. Yeah, Ruben News. Yeah, famous. Hey, I'll call you back, Sean. All right, anyways, where were we before we were so rudely interrupted? We heard Nico, a track she did with Serge Gainsbourg called Striptease, and the great Honey Visor. Honey Visor will be appearing on the Sunday Morning Hangover, coming back for a return visit the last Sunday in April. She will be playing the Museum of Unfine Art on May 1st, May Day. So we'll be talking about that gig as well as singing along with Ella Fitzgerald Records. Also, Hallie Lauren will be on the show on April 19th, and next week on this show, the Sunday Morning Hangover here on KWVA, we will have Mood Area 52 doing a special concert at 11 o'clock and spilling into the next show that comes up, Radio Tango. So We've got a lot planned on the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm glad you've been listening. If you want to write me at marctime@netzero.net. Also look for me on Facebook, MySpace. Look for the blog, sundaymorninghangover.blogspot.com. And if you ever really enjoy the show and want to become a member of KWVA, go to www.kwvaradio.org. We're trying to get a new transmitter. We could really use some members, okay? So it's real cheap, and you're entitled to all kinds of stuff. And I love you.
Toi pour qui j'ai versé tellement de pleurs.
Ladies and gentlemen, a Hummer from Mama Cass. Jam-packed show today was. Thank you very much, Reverend Mark Time, signing off. Radio Tango coming up next, and we have Jill Olson with one of my favorite goodbye songs. It's called It's Time to Go Now.
It's time to go now for me to wander, to leave this town, to cross the border. My old heart can't take the bother. I can't stay, watch you betray my love. Can't bend your heart's anger. I can't make your love stronger. You won't say what's the matter, so I can't stay, watch you betray my love. Where's my boots? Where's my blanket? Where's my pride? Did you take it? Well, you can't steal from me what you've forsaken. So watch me take what you can't break, my love. So watch me take what you can't break, my love.